to one of Colorado's important, although often overlooked, constitutional offices, the chief elections officer of our state, our elected secretary of state, and candidate for that job is State Senator Ken Gordon. Senator Gordon and I, of course, served together in the Colorado Senate for several years. Prior to that, when I was in the state Senate, I admired his work in leadership on the state House side. And Ken Gordon has been majority leader of the Colorado Senate the last 2 years, as the Democrats have held control now 4 out of the past 6 years. We've had Senator Gordon as a guest on the program before, and happy to welcome him again this evening. Ken Gordon, happy to have you.
Thanks for inviting me, John.
Now, you wrapped up the 2006 regular session of the General Assembly a couple of days early, just before midnight, this past Monday the 8th. And before we come to some of the statewide issues concerning your aspiration to be elected Secretary of State this fall, just want to get a little bit of a rundown of what you felt were the successes, or perhaps also some of the disappointments or the shortcomings of this 2006 legislative session. If you had to grade it in classroom style, where would you put it between an A and an F?
Well, I guess I have to put it an A since we were in charge. The thing that I think was most important about this session was it's the first session after Referendum C passed, and we needed to put the money where the people expected us to, where we told them we would during the campaign, and we did. We used the money to preserve higher education in the state. We increased the amount of money that students who are going to college in Colorado can have. That's the College Opportunity Fund grant. And we also used the money to help maintain a healthcare safety net and for K through 12 education. That's what we said during the campaign, and that's what we did. And we did that with bipartisan support. The governor, as you know, supported Referendum C, and we worked with him to decide on our priorities this session. We also got a lot of money into transportation, because even though Referendum D didn't pass, the passage of Referendum C created enough money so that, as you know, our budget system is kind of complicated, but money went over the 6% line and then spilled into transportation. So that was good, because we needed to spend money on transportation as well. We also solved the para problem in a bipartisan way. We made an agreement with the governor. And so I think in those senses, we worked well with the Republicans.
Now, para, for listeners that don't follow it as closely as some of us who need a life, is the Public Employees Retirement Association, our state pension system, that is actuarially estimated to be something like $12 or $13 billion with a B, in deficit as far as its ability to meet its obligations going out over the next several decades. And I would give a B or a C plus to the pension reform compromise that was reached in the last couple of days of the session. I was disappointed, Senator Gordon, that the governance of the board is still dominated by para members and people that are perhaps tempted to operate it in an irresponsible fashion. And I also would have liked to see more aggressive transition towards the defined contribution style of pension plan, essentially the 401k style of pension plan, which is available as a very limited option, and that option will be extended under the new compromise to higher education in a couple of years. But I felt in those ways the para reform fell short. Let me just shift you over. We're talking to Senator Ken Gordon, Democrat of Denver. He's been the majority leader of the Colorado Senate this year and last year. Shift you over to some of the ethical storms of this past session. We just interviewed Candy Figa seeking Joe Stengel's legislative seat in Littleton. Stengel is term limited, but he went out under something of a cloud as he was forced to resign his House Minority Leader position over irregularities in his off-session pay. And then we had the resignation of yours and my former Senate Democrat colleague, Deanna Hanna of Lakewood, for what seemed like an extortionate campaign fundraising letter. Your observations about the ethical climate of the session?
Well, I'm the one that filed the complaint against Senator Hanna, and so I thought it was serious. But I do have to say that in Colorado, there isn't a culture of corruption. It's these are isolated incidents, and I don't even think I would call what Representative Stengel did corruption. I think what happened there was that he told somebody that was working for him to put him in for days.
As much as he was eligible for.
And I don't think he realized that was a mistake. I actually don't fault him. I mean, he took money that he shouldn't have taken, but I don't think there was any malice in it. And so, you know, I think compared to...
There was sort of an escalating climate of charges hurled back and forth from one party to the other. Your counterpart in the House, Representative Madden, the majority leader, called mutual assured distraction.
I think it was mostly in the House. I think the Senate, we had the issue with Deanna, but since I made the complaint against a fellow Democrat, it took the partisan edge off of it. And I think the...
And I would compliment you for that, Ken, honestly. I want listeners to know this. Ken Gordon and John Andrews always found ways to try to do what we thought was best for the state and for the institution of the Senate, despite the intense partisan disagreements that we had as a Republican versus a Democrat. And my hat is off to you for helping preserve the integrity of the Senate and ultimately managing the sad business of Senator Hanna's departure.
I have to say that compared to what I've heard happens in other states and what seems to happen in Congress, Colorado, even when one of our members does something wrong, they do it in not a determined or malicious way. So I think
that was dumb, but it was not corrupt or malicious on Senator Hanna's part. I would have to agree with you. I want to shift